Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
There have been a lot of illustrious people up there in Knoxville. I've seen Jeremy Pruitt tweeting things out. I'm sure it's not him, it's somebody else. But his account tweeting out pictures with Derek Barnett and Todd Helton and Peyton Manning. Big time people up there in Knoxville.
Yeah, Tennessee fans, we get in our feelings when we see that. We get all warm and fuzzy inside. We love that.
When are you going to be at the complex taking a picture with Jeremy Pruitt?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm in a weird position because, you know, I do radio and I'm in the media. And so, I always walk that fine line between being a former player and being on the radio. So I don't know if Pruitt really cares about guys like me with the radio side. But, hey, I'm a former player, so you never know. I wouldn't put myself in the same category as Helton, Peyton, and Derek Barnett. Maybe I'll get like 5 seconds of his time when he's bored. I don't know.
Well, we're getting closer, man. How excited is Knoxville? Like, what's the vibe up there in terms of getting ready for the 2018 season? People pumped?
Well, I think people are like trying to hold back their optimism, and they're trying to play it cool. But as we get closer, it's really hard not to be excited that football is around the corner. They had all day yesterday, and the players are in their orange and white gear, and SEC Media Days is around the corner there in Atlanta, and they announced the three players that will be representing Tennessee there. So it's really hard not to be excited about the season. You just don't know what to expect from this football team because there's so many new faces everywhere. Staff, support staff, medical staff, players, JUCO, and grad transfer. So there's a lot of unknowns, but football is around the corner, and this time of year is always better because we do have college football.
Swain, a lot of people like to try and read into the players that are selected to go represent teams at SEC Media Days. Your take on Tennessee's?
Well, I think when you look at this football team and you say, okay, who do I want representing Tennessee? Who represents Tennessee better than anybody? You got to say Trey Smith. He's from Tennessee. He's the best football player on this team. He's one of the best football players in the country returning. But you also have to understand that he missed the spring. And if you're Tennessee PR, do you really want Trey Smith answering a bunch of questions from 100 media members about why he was out? So I understand not having him there. But I'm telling you one thing, his leadership is unquestionable. And he may be a guy that I wouldn't be surprised if he is a captain as a sophomore or junior. I mean, you don't see much of those around Tennessee because of the story tradition. But you can't deny Trey Smith. He's a special young man. But then you look at Marquez Callaway, and you look at Kyle Phillips, who, they're really, really comfortable around the media. So not a big surprise there. I guess the only surprise is Eli Wolf. Talent-wise, he's just as good as his brother, who's on scholarship when he first got here. Eli earned that during his time in Tennessee. But he's really good in the media. You need to have people that represent Tennessee that's not going to, create bulletin board material, that's going to stay on script. And so I understand why these three people were selected.
I was seeing you tweet out at Swain Event is the Twitter handle, and you were tweeting out some interesting stuff yesterday about and you mentioned Trey Smith. When you look at some of these services and how they rank players, Trey Smith was the number one player in the country as told by ESPN, but he was like the number four rated player in the state by another service. Like
in the state.
Yeah. It's really interesting because you would think that those guys would kind of look at each other and kind of, come up with similar things, but there are some major discrepancies in some of these rankings.
Yeah. Interesting is a good word to use there, Brent. I think it's downright, silly. If you ask me, I went back and looked at all the players that were ranked number one by ESPN all the way to 2012. We're talking about Robert Kimdichie. We're talking about Leonard Fournette. I mean, Leonard Fournette look the same now as he did when he was in ninth grade. I mean, it's unreal. But there's one recruiting service that had those players number one in from their state in the last, you know, 6 or 7 years, dating back all the way to 2012, except for one player, and that's Trey Smith. And the reason why is because Trey Smith did not attend a certain camp. And this recruiting stuff is starting to get really annoying. I do respect a lot of the services. I think a lot of guys work really hard,
yeah,
the good folks, and they really evaluate kids just on pure talent. But I think what we're starting to see is really petty reasons why kids are rated either high or low, and it should never be like that. The creation of these recruiting sites was never intended to be like that. And for Trey Smith to be number one overall in the country by ESPN, to dominate in the SEC as a true freshman, it's kind of a slap in the face to see another service has him the fourth best player in the state. Like, come on, that don't make any sense. Now, T. Higgins is a stud. Like, he is a freak. And so I understand that. But fourth, Trey Smith in the state, it just doesn't make a lot of sense at all. And we know it's not football reasons why he was ranked fourth in the state either.
I mean, it would make sense that some of that stuff would be going on, maybe 7-on-7 stuff to kind of lure kids to certain camps because they want to build up their event, right? So they can come up with their rankings however they come up with their rankings and then just keep moving. But there are some kids in this year's class that there's a wide range of discrepancy.
We just got to sit back and, you know, there's a lot of people involved in recruiting all over the country. And I used to be involved with the combine side of it. And I had to really take a step back, too, because I got involved with it because I love coaching young men and teaching them what I went through and kind of sharing my experiences with them. But once I started seeing some of how the sausage was made, you know, I kind of got out of the, you know, that whole scene myself. But as adults and mentors and coaches, we got to understand that at the end of the day, it's about the young men. They're working hard. You know, these parents are traveling, they're putting their money up, they're going to hotel rooms, they're doing whatever they can to attend camp and give their young men the best opportunity to get a college scholarship. And I think sometimes the adults and these coaches think it's about them. No, man, your time is up, dude. You're 45 years old. Your time is up. Go get in the bowling league. You're not playing anymore. And so that's kind of, you know, how I've been looking at things. I look at a kid like Eric Gray there in Memphis, and the kid's a U.S. Army All-American. He's rated high on one service, and on the other service, he's not even ranked nationally. And he committed to Michigan. But in what world does a kid who's a U.S. Army All-American not be rated nationally by site? Like, what are we doing? It makes no sense at all.
I'm with you, man. I'm for the kids and the parents and that deal. Keep us updated with what you find.
Yeah, man. I hate that because there's a lot of good folks in the industry that's doing some great things. But it only takes one or two bad folks that gives the whole industry a black eye. And so we just got to make sure that we keep in mind that it's about the kids. And what happens is, you know, you have these kids that are not ranked like they should be ranked. When they go to a school, you have a fan base that looks at the rankings, and they're like, oh, my gosh, we're not recruiting good or we're not recruiting well because, you know, this kid's not ranked high. Well, maybe the service messed up. You know, you look at these coaches around the country, and they're vetting kids more now than ever before. You have to go to camp. You have to take an unofficial visit. Coach wants you around. They want to see how you interact with the other team. They want to see how you take coaching. And then you have to work out for them, you know, personally, like a personal workout. And then they offer you. And then they let you know if it's committable or not. So fans who get upset at a kid who's not ranked high, it's like, calm down, man. I mean, these coaches right now are making these kids earn their offers now more than ever before. And that's the way it's supposed to be. It's about football, period.
At Swain Event on Twitter. Great stuff, man. Appreciate the time. We look forward to talking with you next week.
All righty. Y'all have a good one.
All right. SwainEvent.com is the website. And, you know, I don't know a ton of people in that business, but I know, and I've talked with Bart Simmons about this with 24/7 Sports. He takes great pride in the fact that they watch all the kids. They evaluate all the kids. And watch all the tape. And that's the way it should be. Holding somebody hostage over attending a camp or something is, I mean, if that's what's going on.
That's not okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
And it needs to be called out.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going on, but if that's what's going on, yeah, it needs to be called out. You're right.